Welcome to the Hacking Happy podcast. My name is Penny Lacasso and I am the world's first happiness hacker. I'm on a bold mission, a mission to teach 10 million humans how to intentionally adapt in order to future-proof happiness by 2025. 6 years ago, I turned my life completely upside down in pursuit of happiness. I left a 16-year career as an executive in a global giant at the absolute top of my game. I relocated my family from Perth back to Melbourne, which is like moving from LA to New York, left an 18-year relationship and started my own purpose-driven company, HackingHappy.co. I have now spent the past 6 years as an entrepreneur with a deep-seated passion for learning how I can hack my own happiness and help beautiful humans just like you to do the same. I truly believe the world is suffering from happiness poverty, and I'm making absolutely no apologies in searching for a solution. In this podcast, I'll share my hacking happiness journey, my experiments, some of them crazy, my conversations with experts, and most importantly, practical hacks that enable you to let go of the things that are not serving you and lean in to more of what lights you up. But be warned, you may find it a little uncomfortable, but I'm going to challenge you that that's exactly where you need to be, because growth occurs in discomfort. So if you're ready to cultivate a practice of injecting more joy into every day, let's get started. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Hacking Happy podcast, the first one for 2021, and I am so excited to be here and share it with you. Now, if you're someone who likes to consume content in different ways, as we all do, some people prefer audio, which is why we have this beautiful podcast, but others like to watch videos. And so this year we're experimenting with a couple of different things. We have been sharing our podcast via live stream with our beautiful Hacking Happy Collective over on Facebook, which is a group. More than welcome to join that. We live stream there at 12 o'clock every Thursday, the podcast. So if that's for you, please jump on over. We're also testing out live streaming via Insta stories at the moment. So we're going to give that a go and see how that works for the community as well. So if you love video content, jump on 12 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time each week, and we will be live streaming podcasts for you on those platforms. So without further ado, let's get started. So I don't know what you've been doing with your kind of slower time in the break around the holiday season, but I've spent a lot of time going slow, reflecting, being really considered in how I want to serve my community next year, how I want to elevate living this amazing life that I do, and also how I can experiment more so that I can add more value to the beautiful humans who are part of my tribe and seek out my support in living the life that they long for. And so in doing that, I think one of the things that was really obvious to me was the fact that so many of us in 2020 started to rethink everything in life off the back of the significant disruption that we experienced. We started to rethink relationships. We started to rethink how we live in our lives. We started to rethink careers. Some of us started to rethink all of those things together. You're not alone if you are someone who has been questioning everything off the back of last year. Now, what has been fascinating about this past year is that it has shone a light on something that I have been observing for quite a while in my work. It's shone a spotlight on the fact that we as human beings are very adaptable when change is forced or imposed on us. When we are forced to change by the environment, we can respond, yeah, especially when our survival depends on it. But one of the things that this last 12 months and our ability to adapt for survival has highlighted is that what we are not so skilled in is what I term intentional adaptability, which is all about bringing meaning to the forefront of the decisions that we make. We wait for the environment to change us rather than self-disrupt in a way that enables us to thrive in our lives and equally build the skills to thrive in uncertainty. And that's kind of the space that I want to play in. So with this in mind, I've decided to shift gears this year with the podcast slightly. My commitment that I want to make to the beautiful people that listen to this podcast each week is that this year I want to help you shift from this feeling of just getting by, this feeling of surviving, into a space where you feel like you're thriving. And for that shift to occur, my focus is going to be on helping you build skill in what I term intentionally adapting. Because the more skilled you are at being intentionally adaptable, the more able you are to navigate complexity, uncertainty, no matter what gets thrown at you. And equally, the more capable you are of living the life that you want to live. So each week, I'm going to give to you stories, science, and experiments to help you create the time, to help you create the clarity, to help you create the courage and the confidence to realize the life that you long for now. That's my commitment. And that is where we're going to play this year. I'll be showing up every week in order to help you play with these skills. So let's get started today. And so today's theme is something that I think is so top of mind for so many of us. You know, it's the start of a new year. So many of us feel like it's a fresh start, it's a reset, even though the new year has not started, perhaps how many of us have wanted it to. So I thought, given that, let's look at what we can do to start this year in a way that is intentional, in a way that is meaningful, and in a way that enables you to bring more of what you want to be into each day. So what I want to do in terms of setting the tone for this particular episode is I want to focus on one of the biggest challenges that people or my tribe consistently share with me. And the problem goes a little like this. I know I could be happier, is what they tell me. I long for things to be different. I love the word longing, yeah, because it just demonstrates how important something is to us. But it also demonstrates we haven't been able to step into it just yet. I long for things to be different. The life I have, the relationship perhaps I have, the job I have, or perhaps all three. But I'm not sure on what different looks like, and I don't know what it is that I really want, what makes me happy, and nor am I sure where to even begin to start to work all this stuff out. It's a big problem. It's a huge problem, and for so many people, it feels overwhelming and it holds us back. You know, it just feels like it's too much, even though we know we want it. I wonder if this problem resonates with you. And I know a long time ago, back in my past life, this was exactly the problem I had in the old life that I was living, which was over 6 years ago. And what's really interesting, and this may connect with you as well, was that I sat with this problem and thinking about it before I did anything, before I took any action, for 3 years. And what I've discovered is that most people that are longing for change, that really want to make change in their life, significant change in any one of those three aspects that I mentioned, career, you know, life, relationships, the average time that people sit with it before they take action, if they ever do take action, is between 2.5 to 3 years. And I wonder if that connects with you. So here's the thing. I'm guessing most of us want 2021 to be different. You've probably been thinking about this a lot for the past few weeks, especially now that we've had a slower period over the festive season. Jan 1 hit. What are we now? I think we're about Jan 7. Jan 1 probably hit, and perhaps you were thinking, oh shit, haven't done any planning for this year, be it personal or professional, or perhaps in your business. I know that a lot of people wait until January to do that. And you're sitting there going, oh my God, it's already got you stressed. I can imagine, you know, shoulders going up around ears, and you're sitting there going, oh my God, how do I actually start this plan to make this year better, to make it more of what I want it to be, to feel less overwhelmed, less anxious, and perhaps align your life to more of what lights you up, more of what makes you feel energized in each day, more of what is aligned to the person that you want to become, who you want to evolve into, your future self. So today I want to challenge this idea of letting go of the need, yeah, to embrace the overwhelm and make big plans for 2021, big lofty goals, because there's so much noise out there, you know, especially at the start of the year, thought leaders and stuff going, oh, you know, now's the time to do your planning and spend hours doing it. And so many of us just need a rest and some time to reflect and to just be and sit, especially off the back of the year that has been. And so I want to challenge you to not start 2021 with your shoulders around your ears, thinking, oh my God, I need to do this massive plan so that I can make this year perfect. I don't believe in perfect, just as a side note. We'll come into more of that later. I want you to let go of the idea of big lofty goals, big plans for 2021. And I want to help you shift the lens in which you look at 2021 through, in which you enter 2021. I want to shift the lens to a slower and more intentional one. Because if there is one thing I have learned in my journey of hacking happiness, it is that the slower and more intentional I am in my actions, in how I show up every single day, the quicker I move towards where I want to be. It kind of sounds counterintuitive, but I cannot explain to you how profound this insight has been in my journey. The slower, the more focused, the more intentional I am in the actions that I take, the quicker I move to where I want to be. And I'll guarantee you the results will definitely be the same for you. The problem is that most of us don't know how to slow down, don't know how to not feel every minute of every day. And we're going to unpack a lot of ways to tackle that over the coming weeks. So I want to share with you today a really simple framework, a framework that I used to start my 2021 in the hope that it might be helpful to reducing this need for massive plans, reducing this overwhelm associated with, I've got to make this better. How am I going to do it? And I don't know where to start. I don't know what I want, dealing with the problem that we started with. I'm going to share with you this simple framework, a framework that is going to help you set the tone for the kind of 2021 that you want to have. Now, I want it to help you set the tone, but I also want it to help us determine how we want our year to feel. And so that's what I look at when I'm starting this process. It's really centered around how I want my year to feel. And the reason I say feel is because this year is likely going to be unpredictable. It's likely to throw a lot of shit at you. It's likely to be hugely uncertain. It could be even more uncertain than last year. That is something that we just have to accept. It is a fact. And whilst we can't control this environment and all the stuff that's going on around and the lockdowns, all of this stuff, what we can control is the mindset that we choose and the behavior that we bring into the environment. That is completely up to us. And so the way that we do that is by looking at how we want this year to feel and setting the tone for that to occur more often. So, gosh, this framework that I want to share with you is going to help you do a couple of other things. What it does is it provides the space to embrace uncertainty, which is, as I mentioned earlier on, one of the key skills to being able to feel like you're thriving rather than surviving. It is going to help create the space for spontaneity. Now, so many of us, as I mentioned earlier, spend our time feeling every minute of every day. And so this process allows the space for more spontaneity, more flexibility, and all of this in the service of moving you closer to the life that you long for. Now, Anne Dillard once said, the way you live your days is the way you live your life. So how we choose to shape each day will determine how we shape our lives. And I think this quote is, it's magical, yeah? Because so many of us focus on the long term, and it's great to have long-term goals. I'm not dissing any of that. All of that, kudos to you. But I used to do a lot of big vision setting, five-year planning, long-term goals. And my shift over the last couple of years that's had the biggest impact in my work and the people that I work with is actually bringing it back to how I shape each day and how I consistently show up in each day in a way that aligns my behavior and my mindset closer to the life that I want to live and the things that make me happy. And so that's what I want to play with today. So you may be surprised that this framework that I'm going to share with you doesn't start with big lofty goals. What we start with is one of my all-time favorite words, a word that has changed my life, my mindset, my behavior, and that word is intention. This framework starts with intention. Now, what does intention mean? Yeah, I think it's a magical word. Intention, basically, if we look in the Urban Dictionary, intention is a conscious determination to act in a certain way. I think the key word in that definition is conscious. Yeah, I was saying earlier, you know, it's what we want to do is bring consciousness and meaning to the forefront of the decisions that we make, the actions that we take, how we behave in each day. And the word intention is a beautiful way to make that top of mind and help us frame this particular process. Intention is about, as I said, bringing meaning to the forefront of the decisions you make. I love the word intention and using it as a foundation for how we step into 2021 because it's not rigid. It's not hard. You know, it's not like I'm going to do this by this date, which sometimes is great, but also sometimes doesn't help many of us when things change. So it's not rigid. It acts more, intention acts more like a guidepost. And this is why I love it. And this is why I said earlier, it allows us to flex and bend and provide the space for spontaneity. It acts as a guidepost for shaping who we want to be in this amazing life that we have. It allows room for imperfection, room for experimentation without the guilt associated with things not going to plan, with things not being perfect, which I know so many of us hold on to this idea of perfect and it holds us back in so many ways. So with all of this in mind, let me walk you through this framework in the hope that it might help you start 2021 excited, energized, no matter what is going on in your part of the world. So here we go. The first thing that I do is I create an intention statement. Now this intention statement is just one sentence. One simple sentence that acts as a guidepost to point you and me in a direction daily that feels in alignment with the life that we want to lead. So create a simple intention statement. Now, let me share with you my examples of how I've applied the steps that I'm going to walk you through. Okay, so my intention statement is to show up every day in a way that aligns my life closer to the things that make me feel happy, energized, and like I'm evolving. That's my intention statement. Now, here's the thing, okay, because I know so many of the amazing humans that I work with are always striving for perfect, are always trying to be the best that they can be. I want you to let go of perfect when you go through this process. We don't do perfect. Perfect is often a barrier to progress, okay? So what I want you to do is just sit down in a bit of quiet and write down an intention statement for your 2021. It can be absolutely anything, and I'll guarantee you, whatever you come up with first will be right for where you are at now. You can evolve your intention statement down the track. Just get something down that is meaningful for you. Do not overthink it. It will be just right for where you're at, okay? A couple of scribbled out words here and there. It's perfect in an imperfect way. So embrace the imperfection when you create your statement. So that's step one, create an intention statement. The second step to how I start 2021 in order to bring more of what matters into my life each day is I actually list down what does a happy day look like for me. This is not rocket science, yeah? What does a happy day look like for me? Now, this is not about saying, oh, a happy day is me walking down the street, finding out I've won the lottery, then getting a phone call and I've just been offered my dream job. This is not what I'm talking about in this space, yeah? I am talking about what are the simple things in your day or that you could inject into each day that actually light you up and bring you joy, okay? So for me, let me read out the examples that I came up with in my process in the hope, again, that it might inspire or support you in writing your list. So the things that light me up in the everyday are gifting myself the start of the day, so starting my day with a very intentional practice, which takes about an hour and includes journaling, meditating, and a little bit of learning. Know that these are my happy things, right? Your list might be completely different. You don't have to, you know, we're all different. What happiness looks like for each of us is different. I'm providing this as an example. What my happiest day would look like would be a little bit of yoga, a little bit of sweating. I always find exercise definitely makes me happier. Whilst it's always hard to get there afterwards, I'm always damn glad I went. It's quality time with my son. And often that quality time, if possible, is outdoors, because being outdoors and being connected with nature makes me happy. Creating a flow state. Now, this is something I'm extremely passionate about. So actually having focused time each day in my work where I'm disconnected from all distractions and working on things that really matter to me, completely 100% in a state of flow and engaged in that work. Eating and drinking to nourish my body rather than destroy it. That always makes me happy in each day. Connecting, as I said earlier, with nature and reflecting and reading at the close of the day. These are the things, or this is what my happy days look like. Okay, so step two is just jot down a couple of points on what a happy day would look like. What would an average, simple, happy day look like? Step three, okay, is all about, we've got an intention statement in terms of what you want 2021 to look like. You've got a front or a basis. You understand what a happy day looks like, what the things are in your day that light you up and energize you, that you can actually make happen. They are within your control. And then the third step is actually understanding where your opportunities lie for making this happy day something that is more consistent in your life or happens more often. Where do the opportunities lie to make this happy day that you desire a reality more often? Now, here's the thing. Like I said, it's great to focus on goals and you know these big things, but what I want to take it back to, as I say, is the simple stuff. So the way that you can have more happy days more often and align your life to more of what lights you up is by focusing on your habits, the behaviors, the way you show up in the everyday. I have spent years working on this with many of my clients, and what I've done is I so believe focusing on very simple behaviors and habits and the impact small changes have in terms of our lives if they're consistently and persistently practiced over time. So what I've done through working with thousands of clients around the world in this space over the last couple of years is I've created a really simple 10-minute assessment, the Hacking Happy Assessment, which is completely free. And the point of this assessment is that we've engaged with an amazing psychometric company here in Australia to make sure that it is sound and actually asking questions that are not leading, questions that are about holding up the mirror to our behavior and our mindset and where it's holding us back from living the life we want and where the opportunities lie for us to shift our habits and behaviors to bring more of what matters into each day. So I will pop the link to that assessment in the show notes, and I pop that in there because that is basically step number three. So step number three is about understanding where your opportunities lie for bringing more of the things that light you up into each day. The assessment will help you do that. It's really simple, and at the end of it, you will get a free insights and opportunities report that will help you understand better where your growth opportunities lie and some simple, really simple practices or experiments you can start to play with, which leads to step number four. Step number four, as I said, small changes, big impacts. What I want you to do is commit to just one or two behavior changes that will move you closer to more of those happy days that you wrote down earlier more often. Just one or two, right? We are starting simple. And I want to take this back. If you can change one behavior in the next month and do it consistently, I'll guarantee you the impact will be significant. And it will build the momentum and the confidence for you to then shift another behavior and then another behavior. And that is why starting small can be so powerful. You don't need it to be big, it doesn't need to be overwhelming. So step four, small changes, big impacts, commit to experimenting with one or two habit changes that will move you closer to your happier days. Now, let me give you a couple of examples of ones that I've been playing with so far this year. Example number one, I actually started doing this from December because I noticed that one of the things that I wasn't doing is this state of flow that I talk about wanting more of in each day that makes me happy. I found that I was getting distracted more often and I was allowing some of those shitty habits to creep back in, you know, phones, checking that sort of stuff all the time. So I now turn my phone off each workday for 2.5 hours and I do deep focus work. Now that works for me. It might not be possible for you, but that is something that makes me happier. The second practice that I have been playing with is reading a book each day, just 10 pages, and committing to doing that 5 days a week. I love to read, but often it's that thing that gets forgotten at the end of the day. So these are some of the really small changes that I have started to make off the back of this process and that I would encourage you to start to play with, right? One or two behavior changes. Step five, track, track, and track, right? If you want to shift a habit, one of the scientifically proven ways to do it is to make sure that there's a reward at the end of the habit that you're trying to embed every time you do it. And a really simple way to create that reward is by tracking your habit. There are so many great habit trackers. I'm going to put a link in the show notes. There's a great life hack article which has got 22 habit tracker apps. A lot of them are free. And basically, all you do is plug in the two habits that you want to change. And every day when you do them, you tick them off and you get little badges and stuff. And it kind of incentivizes you to keep going. Step number six. Oh my God, this is like my favorite. And this is kind of wrapping everything up with a beautiful bow at the end. Step number six is I want you to come up with one word, just one word that you will use to guide your intention for the year. So this is this idea of your word for the year. And I really like this. I just think it's such a nice way, again, to be intentional, to be conscious of what matters to you, and to have a word that kind of puts a bow, as I said, around all of that. Now, my word that I came across this year, thanks to my Daily Calm app, which I absolutely love, is a Japanese word. And so it's yukio. And basically, yukio, it means living in the moment. It's about not sweating the small stuff. And so I kind of love that word to kind of guide my year. So I'd love to hear what your word is. So here's the thing with your word, put it somewhere visible, somewhere you will see it every day to remind you of your intention and what you want this year to feel like. So let me just recap on those six steps, okay? So here goes. Step one, create an intention statement. Step two, write down what a happy day looks like for you. What would you want your average, consistent, happy day to look like? Step three, understand where the opportunities lie to make that happy day happen more often. And the best place to start to do that is through the Hacking Happy assessment, which I will pop the link, it's free, in the show notes for you to find some great ideas around that. Step four, determine one or two behavior changes, really simple habits that you want to start to experiment with. And I love the word experiment because it's about trying. Two habit changes or behavior changes you want to experiment with to bring more of this happiness into each day. Step five, download a habit tracker and track the habits that you are implementing. And so you feel good and you can see your progress. And then step six, write down a word for the year, a beautiful word that has meaning to you, and put it somewhere visible that you will see it every day. Words cannot explain how this simple framework, how the simple framework has energy. It energizes me as I move through it, and it energizes me every time I reconnect into it each day to ensure that I'm keeping myself accountable to the life that I want to live and the person that I want to be within this life. Now, I'm a huge fan, for those of you who are new followers, I'm a huge fan of change in bite-sized pieces. Small changes consistently practiced have a big impact over time. And this intentional process enables us to start 2021 feeling lighter, feeling brighter, and more in control of how our days unfold, regardless of the uncertainty that surrounds us. And as I said earlier, it's not going to go away. So we need to find a new way to navigate it, a way that's intentional and meaningful. So here's the thing before I close, I would absolutely love to hear if you use this framework. Any intention statements that you come up with, I would love to hear them. Any words for the year that have meaning or you're going to use to guide your year, or anything you learned about yourself when you take the Hacking Happy assessment. And if you have taken the assessment already, I would strongly encourage you take it again as part of this process. I take it every quarter, and it's really interesting how you shift and evolve in terms of how you respond to these questions and what it brings up for you to help you understand where there's opportunities for growth and alignment to more of what lights you up. Feel free to send me a DM via either Facebook or Instagram, hackinghappy.co. I'd love to hear how this unfolds for you. Have a beautiful rest of the day, and I look forward to reconnecting with you next week, where I'm going to tackle how we create the time to make the change that we long for, which is another question I get asked all the time. I really want to make change, but I don't have the time. So next week, I'm going to give you a couple of experiments to start to create more space, more of what matters to you. So with all of that, I'm going to leave you to hopefully enjoy what's left of maybe a relaxing period for you. Have a beautiful rest of the week and bye for now. Thanks for joining me for today's episode of the Hacking Happy podcast. If there was something that ignited a flame or sparked a thought within you from this conversation, please take a screenshot and share it on your preferred social media platform. Feel free to tag me in Hacking Happy Co or Penny Licazzo. Reviews are so important to reaching my goal of making 10 million beautiful humans just like yourself happier. So if you enjoyed your listen, please take a moment, leave a review and a rating on your preferred podcast listening platform. Until the next episode, remember, happiness looks good on you. Bye for now.